WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can live, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way. Listen to us, or follow, listen to us, sit in the chat, listen to the archive, any way we can get you, we're happy to have you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here, we're live, it's a normal show on a normal week, no pay-per-view, just a normal week. Tweet us at WildTalkRadio. Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio at Record Show. We come to WildTalkRadio.com, RecordRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive, where you can use your Amazon Prime subscriptions here for free by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. We got some King of Kings opening up the show.
That's right. We have like 3 weeks worth of news that we have to talk about because WrestleMania happened, and we're doing a tier list tonight in celebration of Triple H. As he, you know, enters retirement and enjoys life and, you know, has a good time, we're going to sit here and rate the evolution of the game, his best looks.
The song is King of Kings Motorhead 8-bit-ish.
8-bit-ish. It's a little hard to make Motorhead 8-bit.
Well, we're going to try. We got another one coming up, so.
Oh, boy. So with that, I say we don't waste any time. We jump right into the news brought to our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So I'm going to start with AEW because it's the shorter of the two. And we have a couple of signings for AEW. Congratulations to Tony Storm, Samoa Joe, and Wheeler Yuta. They are all officially All Elite. Samoa Joe debuted in AEW for ROH on the Friday before WrestleMania, and he was on Dynamite this past Wednesday. And then Tony has been with AEW since right around WrestleMania as well. They both kind of came in about the same time.
She came in on that Wednesday. He came in on Friday. Wheeler Yuta has been there for a year. Now he finally gets a contract because he's probably going to be part of Ring of Honor. But he gets a full contract with AEW since he's now the ROH Pure Champion. Samoa Joe is the ROH World Television Champion after winning the title last night on Dynamite and then having to sell a beatdown from somebody that nobody knows. But hey, excitement and joy, all that stuff.
So congratulations to all three of them. Ding!
Yeah, and Tony's been involved in the, she qualified for the Owen Hart Classic Tournament. Whatever the Owen Hart Tournament, whatever they're calling it.
It is called the Owen.
The Owen. There you go.
So yes, yeah, so congratulations to them. Also, AEW and Rampage will now be available on NJWP World Japan.
New Japan World. So yeah, Dynamite Rampage will be Japanese versions of will be available, I believe, as they air or next day, and there'll be English versions coming as well to New Japan World. So that's cool. They're expanding. So the relationship with New Japan continues to grow.
That's awesome, though.
Indeed.
So moving on to WWE. My goodness, they had a busy 3 weeks. Paul Heyman. Actually, wait, before we do this, do we want to do the Blame Brands?
No, let's do this, and then we'll end with the Blame Brands.
Okay. Paul Heyman has officially signed a long-term contract with WWE, so congratulations to him.
So he signed this, I would assume, around SummerSlam last year, or maybe a little bit after that, and he's been under contract, and he has nowhere to go. He doesn't need to go anywhere else. He's signed up with the big boys and staying there and contributing to the head of the table.
You know, like you do, secure the bag. WWE and Fanatics have officially signed a partnership deal, and this is big.
This is a big one. So WWE Shop is basically going to get overhauled this summer, and Fanatics is going to be the distributor of all the merch for them. Including NFT trading cards and all that other collectibles and all that stuff. Basically, they're going to be your home for stuff where you get, just like you get with your NBA and your with your football and your baseball and all the sports basically run through Fanatics, and they ship out all the product and produce all the product. That's what's going to basically be happening with, WWE product now. So it's going to be good quality merch from a distributor that has a pretty good success rate. And yeah, so that's a good deal for them. It also will allow for, I guess, a quicker turnaround on products if they can get the logos and everything together and they can just get it printed up and shipped out. And like, they want to be treated like a sports organization. So this is a big to-do for them because, and if you look at all the moves they've been making lately, have been in that general direction. So this is another sign. Hey, we're going to be like the big sports companies. We're going to get our merch on Fanatics website and let them control it all.
Which is a good and a bad thing. I mean, from a controls perspective, because I'm kind of hoping that from a design perspective, we'll see an overall improvement in WWE's merch, because it's very hit or miss. Like, there for a while, they were in a really, really good spot. And then lately, it's just kind of been eh. So I'm hoping that things will, get better from a design standpoint, but I don't really know. But it's really good for them because it's going to get into brick and mortar stores potentially. It's going to get it off of, completely online. Because that always has kind of been the problem with WWE merch, is you either have had to go to, Hot Topic to get it, if it's there, or you have to go to WWE Shop, or you have to go to the shows. And that's always the advantage of, if you want the merch, you have to go to the shows. It's the only place you can get it. But it would be nice, for people that want shirts, to go to, say, your local sporting goods outlet, like Dick's, and because that's the only one here, and buy it.
It's really the only one left. Let's be real.
Yeah, it's kind of the only one left. Well, I mean, there's Academy Sports.
It used to be the Sports Authority, and that's no longer a thing.
Yeah, but, get your merch in there, and then that way you can get it in front of a broader audience that will probably potentially buy more of it versus having to get it shipped. Because, say, if you want to go to a show, you don't have to buy the shirt at the show. You can buy the shirt beforehand and have it and actually wear it to the event. There isn't the whole awkward situation of you change your shirt or you're wearing two shirts at the event kind of thing. So, not that that's a problem, but it's a huge deal for WWE. I'm curious to see how it's going to work. Moving on, wrestling drama Pinned from Craig O'Neill, Tom Rinaldi, and WWE's Vince McMahon is in the works at NBC Universal.
The project is described as a quote-unquote adrenalized upstairs, downstairs soap that gives a behind-the-scenes look at a fictional wrestling promotion and the unforgettable, quote-unquote, characters that populate it. Pinned offers a front-row seat into eccentric wrestling culture and the mayhem that exists between the locker room and the boardroom.
I'm kind of here for a Downton Abbey-esque wrestling type show. I'll take it.
I don't know, Ash. I just remember a Sports Authority. I don't know behind the scenes details. Anyway, continue
on. Moving on from there, speaking of upstairs downstairs drama, Pat Buck has quit WWE and he is supposedly signed with AEW.
Yeah. So after WrestleMania, Pat Buck gave his notice. He was like, I did all I could do. I aged it. Two of the big main events of WrestleMania, that's as high as I can go. I want to spend more time with my family. Yada, 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 yada. Quits WWE and is still working as a producer, agent, whatever they call him in AEW. He's been there for a week. He trained a lot of the people, the young guys in AEW, so he knows a bunch of them. And this will allow him to be home more because the WWE grind is a WWE grind, so... It's just funny. I'm quitting. Time to go home with the family. Oh, wait. I'm back on the road with AEW. It's like Sanjay. He quit WWE and went to AEW. Whatever.
You know.
You get burnt out in WWE. It's fine. Vince is very demanding. But he got it to work WrestleMania, and that's kind of it. So.
Well, he had gone previously on like a leave of absence, and then he had just come back, hadn't he?
I think so. Or he was laid off. I think he was part of the layoffs.
Yeah, something to that effect, and he came back. So, whatever makes him happy. It's whatever floats his boat.
It's not a big to-do.
But what kind of was a big to-do, and this is slightly awkward, we're not going to really comment on much of it other than beyond, Nash Carter was released from WWE right around WrestleMania due to some photographs that got out on the internet of him.
It was last Wednesday, so a couple days after WrestleMania. Nash Carter, one half of MSK, so we can get clear that up. He was released from the company. He was tag team champion. They won the titles on WrestleMania weekend. And we'll talk about what they did with the titles in a little bit. But yeah, Nash Carter is gone. There was a lot of personal drama and things got found out. Just Google Nash Carter. You can kind of see for yourself. There's no need to talk about it on a podcast. And if you spend more than 2 minutes talking about Nash Carter on a podcast, you're just adding to the drama, and there's no need to. So we're done talking about Nash Carter. He's been released.
Yep.
Poor Wesley.
Very poor Wesley. I hope he lands on his feet.
Yeah.
I hope they push him and do something with him, because, man, that's awful. But moving on, WWE announces a premium live event. I still can't get used to that. In the United Kingdom on September 3rd. So that's exciting. It's going to be a stadium show.
Yeah. The first UK event to be held at a stadium event. In 30 years. They'll be at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, Wales, on September 3rd, 2022. It is a pay-per-view event, or a premium live event. It's a big to-do, so that's cool. It'll be the third straight stadium show for WWE. This summer, they're going stadiums for their premium live event, starting with Money in the Bank, SummerSlam, and then the show in Cardiff. So apparently there were like 57,000 ticket requests already just to sign up for.
It's been a minute since they've been over to the UK.
For 30 years for a big show. They're doing tours again, but this is a big show, so they've won it one. They have not given the name of the event because they probably haven't figured one.
Please call it Rebellion. Please call it Rebellion. Just do it.
What was the other one they used to? There was another pay-per-view they did it. Insurrection.
Yeah, I think it was Insurrection.
Yeah, I think that was the other one they used to do over there. But Rebellion would be cool. We'll see what they call it. But people in the UK wanted a big show, so we're going to get a big stadium show in front of 40, 50,000 people. I mean...
They're going hard, man. They're going for lost revenue. They're trying to make it up.
And if this becomes an annual thing, then that's great. Like, if this becomes a tradition where in September you have a big premium event, live event in the UK... In a stadium?
Okay.
All right. I mean,
that's the perfect time to do it because I think European football's done and American football hasn't gone over yet.
Yeah, it's right before because football starts here that following week because that's Labor Day weekend. So yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of a really nice place to sandwich that in.
Yeah.
So very cool. Malcolm Bivens is doing a comedy show. Don't think it'll be in a stadium though.
No, it's not. It's not. Oh, it's not in a stadium, but Malcolm Bivens on May 5th is doing a comedy show. He tweeted, if you've been praying on my downfall, now's your chance. You can go buy tickets. It's Bivens Live at the Stand. We've talked about, we've mentioned his name for years on the show, Keep It Five Star, during Tweet a Week.
Mm-hmm.
He's the comedian presenting this show.
Oh, no.
So there's your wrestling tie-in. on that one. So yeah, it'll be at the stand, 116 East 16th Street, in Florida. Does not tell you the city. Showtime 7 p.m., $15 at the door, $10 online with the promo code BIVIN. You have quotes from Kevin Owens. Don't embarrass yourself. I'm begging you, Kevin Owens. Will you need a booster seat for the stage? LOL, Shayna Baszler. It's in New York City. My bad, it's in New York City. So that's in New York. Okay.
And he's doing it on Cinco de Mayo, which is interesting.
Yeah. So New York City, 116 East 16th Street in New York City. Go check him out. Kyle Lewis presents Malcolm Bivens live at the stand. Buy tickets now. Go to thestandnyc.com for tickets.
Ding! So, the tradition of Wedded Bliss continues for the weekend after WrestleMania. Corey Graves and Carmella got married, and then right after they got married, like a week later, Alexa Bliss and Ryan Cabrera had the dude end all dues.
It was the next day.
It was the next day. Like, the very next day, Alexa got married to Ryan Cabrera, and they had a hell of a wedding.
They dubbed it the shit show.
Like, they had NSYNC show up, they had all kinds of stuff. Like, Carmella and Corey had a very lovely affair. It was very well attended. She looked beautiful. Her dress was beautiful. Alexa looked beautiful. Her dress is beautiful. She went with, like, a blush number, which she just looked fantastic in. Yeah, both of them did a wonderful job. And I feel bad for some of the people that attended both weddings, because they had to go, I think, East Coast to West Coast.
Yeah.
In, like, a day.
Yeah, I think it was 2 days later, I think. Whatever it was. It was one was Thursday, one was Saturday, I think. Either way.
Yeah.
It was a lot of travel for the guys and girls who went to both. But yeah, they had NSYNC, O-Town, NSYNC sung. By the video that they put out, which he's so in love with her.
It's so cute. Oh my gosh. It, like, they're so adorable together.
Yeah. So yeah, the video for Alexa's wedding stuff is on People's YouTube channel. So you can check that out.
You can. Moving on from there, John Cena could be headed to Amazon because a new project that he's, you know, being a part of where he's found a new home. He's going to be a part of the action comedy project Officer Exchange, which has been sold to Amazon Studios, and Cena is set to feature in the starring role.
Well, how about that? John Cena is starring in a new movie? What? No way.
Is it a movie or is it a TV show?
I believe it's a movie for Amazon.
Well, if he's getting the Amazon money, he's doing one for himself.
By the way, if you have Amazon Prime, your Twitch account's called Prime, you can support the channel by clicking that little rectangular button below the screen.
There you go. I'm proud of you.
He's seen will play Shepherd Shep, a wrecking ball of a cop who teams with an Indian police officer to take down a diamond smuggling ring in India.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Bully Ray is going to be on the Broken Skull Sessions on Friday. That should be a very interesting interview to watch. Everything I've heard about it is top-notch. Like, they say it's one of the best ones Austin's done.
All right, we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. And last but certainly not least, congratulations to Shane McMahon's eldest son. He has been signed on to Indiana University to play football.
Yeah, apparently he's a running back.
Apparently he's a good running back if he got to Indiana.
Yeah, so that's cool. So his son Declan's headed to college. Makes all feel old.
Right? Like, we saw this story and I was sitting here with Rock. I was like, no, his kids aren't that old.
Then we Googled it and I was like, yeah.
It's like, oh shit, his eldest son is that old?
Yeah.
Like, wow, his eldest son is 18. Who knew? Time flies.
Time really flies. He came back when the kid was like 13 and now he's 18. Like, oh, that makes sense.
Makes sense. Totally makes sense. So with that, the Blame Brents.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So, Sean Waltman has a torn bicep.
Hashtag blame Brent. So
he came the first match back after surgeries. He tore his bicep. He continued to work on it and is now getting surgery on the bicep because he wanted to make the one date WrestleMania weekend. So, he worked with it there. He was hiding the injury and now he's going to go get surgery for it.
Man, I hope it goes well for him.
Yep, and he's going to come back having more matches. To finish off his final run, so
that's what makes him happy.
Yeah.
So good on him. So this one's very sad. Shinjiro Otani unfortunately has a cervical spinal injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Last word was that he did need surgery. It happened in a match over the weekend, and unfortunately he was not able to move any of his extremities. And I believe he's had the surgery, but I haven't heard if it was successful or not.
Promotion release statement on Thursday updated fans on the... He went underwent surgery on Wednesday to prevent further deterioration of a cervical spinal cord injury. The procedure is said to have gone as planned. Otani has been transferred to another hospital. The injury occurred on Sunday 01 show when Otani was wrestling Takahashi in the main event. He took a German suplex into the corner and remains motionless afterwards. It has been since reported that Otani is still unable to move his legs or arms. Yeah, this could have been the state of what happened to Big E. Unfortunately for Big E, he did not suffer that type of injury. We hope Otani recovers and, you know, makes a recovery of some condition. And yeah, like, it sucks all around.
It does. So best of luck to him as he heals. Everybody send your prayers to him because he needs it right now. Mm-hmm. And with that, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Let me address that. No, it was not a botch move. The move went according as to plan. Unfortunately, he hit hard. That's not a bot. That's an accident. That's an unfortunate accident. Botch is where you screw up a move. That was not screwed up. He went into the corner to the turnbuckle and just hit it. Straight on. Accidents happen. It's not a botch. Just want to clarify that. We use that term like, it's like, oh my god, he botched that move. It's like, no. Sometimes accidents are accidents. Sometimes botches are botches. Two different things. Just want to make that clear.
Yes.
Alright. NXT. It was a night of championship matches because they had to clear up some tag team title issues. It was Championship Tuesday. We had the North American Championship, though, on the line. Cameron Grimes, Solo Sikoa, one-on-one. Good match. Really good match.
This is very entertaining. I like this a lot. Cameron, I love the fact that they put the title on Cameron. I feel like it's exactly what he needs right now to kind of give him that boost. And they can have him continue on, like, the whole sort of redemption story where he was able to go to WrestleMania and he was able to win the title. That was a really nice arc for him, and mm-hmm. he did a wonderful job with it, and so I'm looking forward to see what he can do with the title.
There was a chance with the Trick Williams stuff interfering and whatnot that Sikoa would pick up the win and Cameron would lose the belt. Cameron was able to hit the cave-in for the win. Carmelo then attacked him afterwards and left him laying. So they're going to continue. They want to get Carmelo back in the title picture to get back his belt. Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Bron Breakker comes out and he was talking everything that happened the week prior. So what happened the week prior is after successfully retaining his title over Gunther, Joe Gacy and Harlan had Rick Steiner locked up in a cage.
Kinky.
Yeah. But he said his father's at home, safe and sounds. He said Gacy had some nerve pulling that crap last week, and no one messes with his family. Gacy was up on the screen. He said he was outdoors. There was a fire going on. He said he set Rick Steiner free, but Rick left behind his Hall of Fame ring, and then they tossed the ring into the fire.
And Braun had him mad.
Yeah, he then left and stormed off and started trying to find him, and they stormed out in his car. It was a fine little segment. A couple segments, I guess.
I mean, logically, for me, it's, well, they could just get him another one. Like, it wouldn't be hard. I'm sure they could have, like, them in a vault somewhere at WWE, or they can just have them made. I know it's not the original one, but they could just get it, or they could probably just go get that one back, because...
I don't think it burned in the fire.
Yeah, I doubt it got hurt due to the fire, but who knows? But yeah, the point is that basically $2 Bray Wyatt, 50 cent Bray Wyatt, whatever you want to call him, is pulling a Bron Breakker's chain.
Yeah. Jack and Tom was backstage. We're getting ready for the match. They were attacked by Von Wagner. Then Von Wagner and Robert Stone came out and said, there's no match. And they were cut off as Manjiro did come out and he got quickly destroyed by Von Wagner.
I want to like him. I just can't. I'm sorry. I'm trying really hard. Mm-hmm. I just can't get behind him.
So there was a woman in the crowd that was giving Wagner orders. It was weird.
I'm not sure what it was about, but yeah, it was there.
Lash Legend attack Nikita Lyons backstage. They're building their feud. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
Mandy Rose, Dakota Kai had a really good match. Mandy would end up retaining her title. Dakota's so underrated, like really underrated. But she, I don't know what WWE sees with her. Oh, that makes sense. Like, she's really good, really talented, but I don't know what the ceiling is for her.
I don't either, because I felt like there was a moment where they were going to bring her up.
She was on the elevator.
And they took her back off the elevator, and they're keeping her down in NXT, and I have to wonder, because of the rehash, if they didn't keep her down there, because she's one of their more experienced hands, and they have such a young, inexperienced roster that they need those people down there to work with the women and bring the women up. And that includes Mandy Rose. Like, Mandy Rose, she's experienced, but she didn't get really a lot of ring time on the road. And so they brought her back down to NXT to rehash her, and she's improved leaps and bounds since being back down there. She's getting to wrestle on the regular, especially as a champion, so to get the chance to work with somebody like Dakota, it's just made things so much better.
Gacy did end up grabbing the ring.
Yeah.
Also, Wendy Chu did stuff after the match with Super Soakers spraying down Toxic Attraction. That was funny.
That was funny. I love how she posted it out on Twitter. She's like, come at me.
Mm-hmm. Tony D'Angelo was meeting with Santos Escobar. They're trying to work out a deal between the families, I guess. I don't know.
This is my other questions. What is the ceiling for Legado?
I don't know.
Because, again, it feels like they're trying to do something with them again, but I don't know what the plan is for them, because they don't seem to know what to do.
I don't think they're going up.
Well, that's the $64,000 question with them. Are they ever going to go up? Because you had them really, really hot when they were doing the Hit Row feud, and they were doing really well with that, and then Hit Row got called up, and then Hit Row got let go, and then there's Legado, and they didn't really have anything to do, and then you had the Soul Scion Quinn's Tiff, but they've killed that super quick. Like, they didn't do really much with that beyond just a quick little Zion loses, and then he's never on NXT ever again, although he was on this week. But yeah, it's just it's kind of confusing what they're doing with them. And also, they changed Raul Mendoza's name.
Wait, they did?
I heard they did.
I didn't catch that. They probably
did.
They probably did. It wouldn't surprise me. let's be real. Cruz del Toro, I believe that's his new name. Cruz del Toro. Yeah. Like, I didn't catch the name, but yeah, like, yeah, that's his name. Maybe that is a sign they're bringing him up, that they're changing his name.
I mean, that's the only thing I can figure, because unfortunately there isn't a lot left for them to do down there, especially as a group. Like, you can split the tag team off and have the tag team with her, and then you have Santos on his own, but they really work together as a foursome.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Cora Jade came down the ring, talked about how the match of WrestleMania was the biggest and most important of her life. She said her parents watched her from ringside. She came short, but memories were still made. She still wants to become champion, and she knows she now needs to win the championship. And this is just another promo. She means what she says. She's not changing her focus. She is going for the NXT Women's Championship. She talks about her desire to hold the championship when Natalya, of all people, comes out. Cora was happy to see her. Natty's one of her heroes, her idols. Natty was over with the crowd. Jay told Natty about a story, about a message she sent a long time ago about that meeting and everything. And Natty said she finally saw the message, and Natty put Cora Jade over. And Natty's crying, and Jade is saying, telling Jade she's the future of women's division and all this. And they're having this big emotional moment in the ring, right? And then Natty goes, but the future is bleak, and then slaps her across the face. Then puts her in the sharpshooter. And then afterwards, Natty goes around and talks shit to the women backstage, and is going to have a match with them, one of them, next week. I like they're using Natty. This is a good role for her. It can put Cora in the ring with someone who needs work.
Yeah, someone who can help her improve. I like that they're using Natty. This is good for her. I need to talk about Natty for a second.
Yes.
I need to talk about her ring gear for a second.
Yes.
She needs to, like, and I shouldn't say she needs to, but she just, she maybe needs to examine her choices, because, like, I swear to God, her ring gear puts, like, 10 pounds on her. No shit.
Yeah.
Like, it puts weight on her with the way that it's cut and the way that it's designed, because it's like, you saw what she was wearing on NXT, and she had this, like, nice, sweet little, like, leather jacket that was cinched in at the waist, and then she had these great, you know, pants and heels and everything. Like, she looked fierce as hell, but it's like, you see her in a ring gear, and she doesn't look like that, and it's like, eh, eh, eh? So, I don't know, like, that's just an observation for me. It's like, because there for a while, it's like she was wearing ring gear, and the way that they would interlace the cutouts with the gear was really flattering on her, and I feel like the gear that she has now is maybe not as flattering. I don't know, though. Like, I don't want to accuse her of saying that, oh, you know, adding 10 pounds to her is bad, because it's certainly not. Like, absolutely no, nothing wrong with that, but, like, it just, I don't feel like it's as flattering. I don't know, though.
Zion Quinn defeated Draco Anthony.
Hey, Zion's back on NXT. Woo!
So, yeah. Then it was the gauntlet for the NXT Tag Team titles featuring the Creed Brothers, Legado del Fantasma, Brooks, Jensen and Briggs, Grayson Waller and Sanga, and Pretty Deadly. The Creed Brothers got the first draw. It went all the way through to the end, and then they ended up losing to the team that was the ones attacking them a while ago. Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly are now your new tag team champions.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. This is a good choice. Because if you don't watch NXT UK, this is something really new and fresh that you haven't seen. Pretty Deadly, from everything I understand, is very top-notch in terms of a tag team. I think they're like romance novel cover guys turned wrestlers, at least that's how I view them. They're definitely the pretty boy types, for sure. But yeah, I like this. I like the concept of this. This is, it's nice that it didn't go to an existing team, although it would be nice if the Creed Brothers got it, but I think they're having them chase more.
Which is the right move.
Which is the right move. So I like that. Go on. I like that Pretty Deadly has it.
Because if you didn't give them to them WrestleMania weekend, let them keep chasing for now.
Mm-hmm.
Not long. Agreed. But let them chase a couple more months.
It's like Brizango, but it's not. It's weird. Like, I can totally see where you get Brizango, but it's like a more, I don't want to say polished because that's not the right word. Maybe a more focused version of Brizango.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. All I know is when they first showed up, I was like, for a second, I mistook them for something else. And I was like, wait, what? And then it's like, oh, that's Pretty Deadly. Right. That's Pretty Deadly. Because I don't watch UK. And so I had only seen like pictures of them from the recaps of UK and that kind of thing. And then it's like when they were there, it's like, oh, I know who that is. It's the romance novel guys.
Got it.
At least that's what I think of them as. I don't know what their actual story is, but they just look like romance, like, you know, the 90s romance novel cover model dudes like Fabio, but not as jacked. Yeah, that's what I think they are. That's what associates in my head when I see them. Because that's what they look like. Sorry.
But that's NXT.
That's NXT. So I say we take our first and only break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be doing a tier list of Triple H's looks throughout the years. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on MontalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. What you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone, go Simpson.
Did you know you can use support a creator code GOGKANSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to the Rat Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also, you know, subscribe the regular way, follow us, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we have the return of Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty.
I'm looking back going, wow, it's been a minute.
I was going to say, yeah. I have to go back.
Mine goes back to March 27th.
March 25th.
Wow, okay.
So, Cypher VK, get your numbers up, sheesh, at Manishi. She responds, my Twitter followers and your dick seem to have the same problem.
Damn, son.
She just murdered him. Cordell, I auto this. I auto that. Why don't you go get a job?
Funny.
And now I present to you a new Twitter that I have discovered.
Oh no.
It is Domino's Pizza. I believe the Republic of Ireland.
Oh god.
Because it's ROI. So I believe it is the Irish.
Okay.
Domino's Pizza Twitter. Grindr at Domino's ROI. Hey fellow intern, heart phase, Domino's. I'm a social media manager grinder.
Okay.
Grinder. So am I just going along with it? Domino's Pizza. Maybe I'm both. Grinder, can we kiss? Domino's Pizza. I think you're confused, Grinder. When I was talking about topping, I genuinely meant pineapple. Grinder, we all know what eating pineapple does. Wet emoji, drooling emoji. I mean... And then somebody made a joke because all the Domino's Pizza ROI stuff is cover like Drag Race stuff. And occasionally promotes pizza, but it's mostly Drag Race stuff, which honestly, respect. And so somebody made a fake Grindr profile with one of the Drag Race images, and they're like, lads, who this? Laughing emojis. And somebody responds, why is Domino's on Grindr? And Domino's responds, direct marketing.
I mean, they will tip you now, so, for picking up your own pizza, apparently. That's their marketing campaign, at least. Anyway.
Hey, you want to give me free money for picking up my own pizza? Sure. I'll drive over there and get it. That's all I have.
Okay. Like I said, it's been a minute, right?
Uh-huh.
Annie Nesbitt. Well, looks like Will Smith will be moving back with his aunt and uncle in Bel Air.
Oh.
Now you see how far back we went. Natalia. This is Natalia's ass tweeting. I have hijacked Natty's account and changed her password because she is a terrible person. P.S. She also listens to Nickelback when no one is around, i.e. her autograph signings. Ha 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 ha. Wine is settling in nicely, and so am I. Happy WrestleMania. Alexa Bliss. This is Natalia's ass is how I would like all of our conversations to start from now on. Please and thank you. Caleb Braxton. Had my first run-in with a Karen today after she threw her temper tantrum. I told her I was a huge fan of her work online if she could take a selfie. She didn't like that.
Well, I mean, you know, rude.
Courage JD. Animals with the smallest penis size. Guinea pigs. Hamsters. Pete who cheated in video games. Summit. Don't forget stream snipers. Pretty small ween. Courage. Yeah, that's true. Talking Jake. So happy this lip stopped at 3. Trevor May. You guys are the best. Courage JD. I had Mets reliever / Minecraft player at number 5 as well. Trevor May. As long as it's best MLB Minecrafter instead. Hope Trevor's okay.
I hope he is too. He seems like he messed up his arm.
Yeah. Red Wolf Audio. My younger son just got mad at me for not sharing my pizza, cheese sticks, and hot wings. He then stole one of each and inhaled them. He's 15 months old. I couldn't be more proud. So we told you about Malcolm Bivens in his comedy. Caleb Braxton, I'll be front row with a basket of tomatoes and a clear throat so I can heckle the shit out of you. Can't wait.
What are friends for?
So Bailey did a Q&A with the hashtag #IMissBailey the other day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked, what do you think about Becky talking about wanting to fight you soon? Bailey replied, I took my mom out for dinner and drinks the past 2 Valentine's days, plus a bouquet of flowers. Kayla tweeted her, what are your favorite things about me? Bailey, I was voted best personality at my middle school. Someone goes, will the hugger character ever return? I mean, I love the Ding Dong Hello version, but you must miss the cheers of the fans. Bailey, one time at Starbucks, a Starbucks couldn't break a man's $50 bill and he didn't have a credit card. I paid for his 3 coffees. Someone goes, what are your thoughts on the current roster of women in NXT? Any dream opponents from that particular roster? Bailey, I once saved my little brother from a Labrador who was playing too rough. My brother ran away and left me. Dakota Kai. Hi. Bailey. Yes, I did send it in. Waiting on a response. Do you accept the responsibility for being my catalyst to being the catalyst to my son's supervillain origin story? Bailey. Very good point. And funny enough, one time overseas on tour, Daniel Bryan told me he thinks I'm the fastest woman in the division. I had been training on my explosiveness. Indy Hartwell. What's your favorite food? Bailey. Totally. But I think it could spare some time in my extremely busy schedule to work on my cartwheels. If you wasn't injured at the moment, would you have challenged Michael Cole to a match at WrestleMania 38? Bailey. You nailed it. I make delicious salsa verde enchiladas, my own recipe, a lemon chicken orzo soup, and grill a mean steak. How's the knee feeling? Yep, that's true. 380 whole days. But outside of WWE, I've also won soccer championships, team captain in high school, and even made game-winning shot. The Bump. When are you returning to the Bump Studio? I definitely do enjoy pineapple on my pizza. What are your thoughts on Cody coming back in AEW? My first car was a 3-door Saturn. Paid $1,500 hard-earned pet store dollars for it. When are you going to fight that? When are you getting that fight with Trish Stratus? Well, I once was told that there's a specific way to replace the toilet paper, but if you ask me, it really doesn't matter. Bailey, she's done with those questions. I just walked to pick up my 9-year-old nephew from school. When he saw me, he had to run. He ran to me with open arms, and right as I thought he was going to hug me, he went in for a stunner.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Steve Austin and WrestleMania. Yes, Ash, she was trolling every question. That's what she did. Couldn't pick up on it. Like, the deal.
In spectacular fashion.
WWE Creative-ish. Dear Tony Khan, thank you for making Veer's Light seem like a fantastic idea by comparison. XOXO Vince McMahon. Ammunition. I'm sorry Dr. Lupo's dealing with so many frustrating issues, but I really appreciate his approach to preventing unnecessary tech support backseating by listing all the steps he's already taken. I'm going to do this the next time I mention I have a headache on stream. So she puts the picture of all the things Dr. Lupo was going through. Hope he recovers. Hope he feels better, by the way. But he was having computer issues with Tarkov, and he listed them all on screen, everything he did to fix them. So she also posted a picture. What I've tried for the headache. drinking water, eating food, sleeping more, sleeping less, sleeping at different times, gaming with less light, gaming with more light, exercising, net exercising, sitting straight up, doom scrolling WebMD, visiting a doctor, asking the doctor if I have a brain tumor, asking the doctor to perform a lobotomy, asking the doctor why he's calling the police.
You know, you gotta have a sense of humor about it.
Landmark, did you try putting it in rice? Now I have rice in my nose. Thanks a lot. And that is Tweet of the Week.
All right, so now, y'all, we're going to be doing a tier list involving the game Triple H, where we review his looks over the years.
We have 21 looks of the game, of what he's looked like over the years. So we're doing,
and oh, there's some doozies.
We're doing S to D, no fancy categories on this one because I couldn't think of any. So we're just going to do standard tier list ideas on this one. So it's all about the game. Where do you want to start?
I think we need to start at the very beginning with Baby Hunter, Triple H, 1996, a.k.a. Velvet Hunter.
What is that?
I think that's actually the original incarnation of Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
We have others. No, there's a couple before this. This was the second or third incarnation. He was starting to feel himself in this one. But the whole velvet look, it was something. This was when he won the Intercontinental Championship.
I mean, I can't be mad at it. No. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what the pants look like. That's the only thing.
It would be the normal black pant, the normal black Greenwich pants he was wearing.
I was gonna say, is he still in the riding breeches at this point?
Yeah, they were black and the insides were white.
I mean, okay, I'm looking at him now. I gotta make this potentially like an A or a B, because I feel like this is a quality look.
Actually, let's go A, because it is a, for what it is, it's a good look.
Like, he carries it very, very well.
Yes.
So, and the jacket's actually really nice. Like, I actually really do like the jacket. Out of all his looks, color on him.
It is one of the nicer looks, yeah.
Like, there was some money spent on this.
Mm-hmm. So, I go with A.
I'll go with A.
All right, next one.
Triple H, 1998, the long pant.
He was wearing, like, these leather pants. They were red or purple or whatever color you could think of. They were
the H on strategically placed.
the H right on the crotch. Yeah. I mean, it was a look. This was coming out of the Greenwich era. This was kind of the DX look before he went to traditional
trunks.
He would wear the long pants for a while. It wasn't his best look. I'd say C.
I would say, yeah, I'd give it a C. Like, it's not a D level. It's just very basic.
Very basic, yeah. Because there's no frills to it. It was just, those were the thing. He would wear a t-shirt, and that's about it.
It's like, this is as bad boy as I'm willing to go right now.
This was the transition period where, okay, I could do some stuff. And he was having knee issues, so wearing the long pants was kind of way to hide the braces and the pads and everything like that, yeah.
And then he just decided, hey, screw the pants. I'm just going to go, you know, full on out. Triple H, 1999, a.k.a. Standard Hunter, a.k.a. I'm going to say Classic Hunter.
Yeah.
Like, when I think of Triple H, this is the time that I think of, because this is about the time that I started watching. So this is kind of where he's ingrained in my brain. He's got the long hair. He's got the beard. He's doing the wrist tape. He's got the little trunks. I'm going to say this is an A or an S, just because of he had the whole presentation going on at this point. Like, yeah. I this is A or S tier for me.
I can give it an A. Let's go S. I'm okay with S.
Just because this is such a classic look.
That is Hunter personified, yeah.
And he has the winged eagle title belt, so you know. Oh, you know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
We forgot to talk about the new NXT titles. Y'all, they're clean.
Oh, yeah, they are clean. Yeah.
They got new NXT titles. They're super nice. Go look them up.
All right.
Later, not while we're doing this.
All right, let's go. Next one.
Triple H, 2001, a.k.a. the very weird athletic shirt. This is in the McMahon-Helmsley era. He decided to cover up.
It was like right after he got it. This was like, he came back. This was right when he came back, I think. And it's like, yeah, that shirt did nothing for him. It was weird.
He was trying a thing. It didn't work. I would give it a C.
C? Okay.
I would give it a C.
Okay. All right, next.
Triple H, 2002, a.k.a. the big jacket. The leather jacket with the jean jacket, the jeans. This is where Hunter's going, like, full-on bad boy, fierce. I think this is when he went heel again.
This was when he came right back, when he came babyface, when he came back in. This was quad, when he came back, big stoked after he came back with after the quad injury, and so he's, like, wearing these big jackets and everything. It is a very iconic Hunter look.
I have to go A or S. I actually kind of want to make this an S tier just because this was a good look on him.
It's a very iconic Hunter look. Yeah.
So up next we have Triple H as the WCW Blue Blood in his full period garb, puffy sleeves and all. This is an A. He carries it well. It's such a shitty wrestling look, but he wears it so well. Like, he's got the arm in the front and the arm in the back. He's walking like a proper gentleman. Like, I gotta give this an A.
Yeah, it was an A or a B for me. I'll go with A. Yeah, him and Regal. Yeah, the Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
This was pre-Hunter Hearst Helmsley. This was Paul Levesque or whatever. Or Jean-Paul. This was Jean-Paul in WCW with Lord Steven Regal.
I mean, it's classy. You have the Frenchman and the Englishman. What more could you want?
Yeah.
All right. Triple H, Chef Hunter with his barbecue King of Kings apron, his giant hot dog slash wiener slash kielbasa slash whatever you want to call it, and his chef hat.
I was going through my pictures and I saw that. I went, oh, we got to put it on the list.
Like, there's nothing to this. It really should be like a C or a D, but just for the tongue-in-cheek, I want to make it an A.
How about we settle on B?
That works. Because he's got the mutton chops. This is Mutton Chops Era Hunter.
Yeah, yeah. We have another Mutton Chop Hunter in a little bit. Yeah. But we'll go with B on that one.
I don't know how I feel about this. It's Triple H the Croc. I feel like this kind of needs to be a D just for what it is.
No, I mean, no. It's fine. It was perfectly... X-Pac behind him, that's a different story. But the Croc, him mocking the Rock, was fantastic. That whole thing. He did it a couple of times. It was great. It's a C, but it was funny as shit.
It was funny, but for what it is now, contextually, it's,
not as
acceptable.
It's not acceptable in 2020. They could not get away with what X-Pac did. Hunter, yeah, because it's not that bad. X-Pac, no.
No, I don't even think you could get away with Hunter.
I mean, you don't do the, you know, the makeup on the face, but you could do the eyebrows and everything like that. The sideburns and the wig. Beyond that, yeah. That's fine.
So, all right. Moving on, we have Greenwich Classic Hunter with the red jacket, the button-up shirt, the riding breeches. It's a little grungy. Not this one, the previous one. Again, we gave it... This is an A for me. This was such a good look on him. Like, he just carries it well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing. Like, he just has the look, like, the sneer down so well.
Yeah.
That it just worked.
Yeah.
It's a terrible wrestling gimmick, but it's a fantastic look.
Let's add the second part to that now.
Okay, the horseback rider with the vest and the breeches and the shirt and the whip and then this is a C or a D.
That's a D.
That's not as good.
Like, when he came out with the red jacket or the black jacket, whatever it would be, yeah. That other look, no. This look right here, no.
Yeah, no. This is a no. That's a no.
That's a D. Completely.
They tried a thing. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. McMahon, Helmsley, Triple H.
So we showed you the main look within the gear, but this was the look when he was out of the ring. This is A. Yeah.
This is A.
This is Hunter to a T.
A-S. This is like ingrained in my mind outside of Suit Hunter. This is ingrained in my mind of how Hunter was and is.
I go S.
I can give it an S.
Because it's the look. It's the look he carried from late 99, mid 99 all the way through for a long time. This was the look he would go back to, but this was prime Hunter all the way.
This is where he kind of transitioned out of one phase and into the next phase where he, like you said, he really entered that prime of his career and the prime of what he was doing. And he did some of his best work in this period.
Yeah, 100%. Him, Foley, Rock, Austin angle.
Like, he carried WWE, WWF for several years.
Yeah, 100%.
And then we talk about it. The mutton chops. The Motorhead beard.
God, this was awful. I don't know what this look was. I know what the look was supposed to be. I don't know why he did it. Okay, I understand why he did it, but it was a terrible look for him.
It doesn't... It's not quite right for his face. Like, it just makes his face feel heavy.
When he was doing it with DX, too, it was just so bad.
But it was a look. He tried a thing. I can't complain about it, but this is a C or a D for me.
D.
Like, it's iconic, but it's not a good iconic.
No. All right, what is next?
Triple H in the Shield.
That one time.
This is a B.
Yeah, it's a good look for him, though.
It's a great look.
If he rocked that look late in his career, that would have been an awesome look. But it was like a one-time thing, but it worked for him. Like,
because it was enough of a mix of him and the Shield that it worked, because he's got the leather jacket, and then he's got the Shield pants, but he's got the tape and the elbow pads, and at this point he's bald, and all the hair that was on his head went to his beard, and, you know, and his chest. It's fine, though.
It's fine.
But yeah, no, this was a good look. I would say this is a B.
That's a solid A, yeah.
Number 14, Tierra Rising. Baby Hunter with his feathered blonde hair.
Terror is rising. This is such a terrible name. One, I knew this is a D. This is 100% a D. This thing is just terrible.
Although the hair is nice, like the feathering on the hair is lovely.
But this is terrible.
This is so a D.
So terrible. All right.
Triple H is Vince McMahon.
Oh God, he pulled it off so well. The voice, the strut, everything.
When you're gonna rib your father-in-law on national television.
I don't know where to put it, though.
I mean, it's essentially Hunter in a suit and a wig. I would say it's at least a B.
Yeah. Yeah, we can go with B. Because that's where it seems to fit in everything we're doing. Yeah, B. Wow, this is the first, like, clean look, like, tier list we've done.
Yeah, like, nothing is, like, over...
It's like, nothing's overly extended. Well, we still have six, but, yeah.
Yeah. All right, number 16, Wannabe Flair. Oh, wait, where's 15? Oh, wait, that was Triple H again. Okay, Wannabe Flair. I personally was never a fan of this look. I really didn't like it. I'm going to put this as a C or a D, because just, I did not like this look on Hunter.
No. Like, he went back to the color. I'll give him credit. He went back to color tights. He would do purple from time to time. He did red a couple times. This was not the look. He was trying to be Ric Flair. Like, what for whatever terrorizing was, this was not a great look for him. But he was, like, going clean shaven, the sideburns a little bit. But, it's like, and then and he was also injured at points during this run, so he was wearing those, like, his normal tights, but with the shorts underneath them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go C. Like, it's not, like, we look at the S tier and the A tier, those are iconics. B is sort of like the comedy look, a little bit, you know, stuff like that. It doesn't fit with B. It kind of fits more with C. Have the head of the croc, but it was a look he tried. It just wasn't his.
Yeah, like, it just, I never really liked it. Like, that was my thing. It just, I could never get into it. But moving on, the birth of the King of Kings, Triple H, WrestleMania 22. With the throne and the hammer and the loincloth and the cape. You know, for what this is, I'm going to give this an A. This was a quality look.
Yeah. Yeah, I can go A. Because it's iconic because of the throne and it's referenced later on. But yeah, I like the look with it. It fit well for him.
It was kind of the second run for him towards the end of his career. And it was a rebirth for the character, kind of where he
was coming out of DX and sort of... Or no, this was right before DX, I think.
Yeah, but this was, he had kind of gone into this more King of Kings sort of look, and it really worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
Which, continuing that on, the second part, the all-gold King of Kings look from WrestleMania 30, this is an S.
Yeah.
This was nice as hell.
Mm-hmm. This was the one-step-up version of the last one.
Where he had the skull mask, and he had all the chainmail, and he just had, yeah, this was... The mask alone, like, just pictures of that thing is just stunning. It's truly spectacular.
Yeah. So 100% S.
And then we go to WrestleMania 31, where it was a combination of the mask with the Terminator look. I don't know how I feel about this.
This should have been an A. It's a D.
It's a D.
Here's why. If they did this in the dark, this would look
badass.
This would be an A-tier look. Complete A-tier. It's D because it's in the daytime.
WWE, the next time you want to do a show on the West Coast, which is next year, please, for the love of God, do it in a stadium where you can control the lighting and not do it in an open-air stadium.
Well, they're doing it where the Super Bowl was, and that's kind of open-air, but you have more control.
You have more control. Like, they can at least make it darker, because that was it. Because the other match that completely suffered was Taker's match with Bray Wyatt.
And they did that as late as they could, too.
And they put that as late as they could without it being the main. Like, it was just starting to get dark when they put Taker on, but it was still daylight enough that it's like the entrances really didn't work. Like, I cringe every time I think about Bray's entrance for that year, because if it was in the dark, dude, that would have been so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this is no exception. It would have been really cool had it been dark, but this was just, you know, this was a no. Coming in at number 20, we have Moped Tricycle Hunter with Stephanie on the back.
Wannabe
got the leather jacket.
Wannabe Biker Hunter.
Wannabe Biker Hunter. They both look bad. Like, I'm just going to say this, and I mean no offense when I say this, but Stephanie looks more badass than Hunter does.
Yeah, she did.
Like, she looks like a bad bitch in this.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is just like a C or a D tier look, like, because it's very basic leather jacket, the trunks, like I said, Stephanie grabs your attention more here than he does.
For the addition of Steph, I put it B.
Okay, I can give you that.
Also made everything line up too.
Yeah.
Now we break that mold.
Now we break the tie with Triple H, the Authority, Suit Hunter. I think this is where he had first cut his hair and we were all like, oh my God, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, we can cover all the how that evolved too with it. Because this is Authority Hunter. He's cut his hair. He's now put the suit on. This is before he grew out the beard a little bit. So it's like the traditional Hunter beard with the suit, the short hair. It's like a combination of everything.
But here's the thing. The suit, I feel like, doesn't fit him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a nice suit. It's a nice tie. It looks nice on him, but in terms of who Hunter is, especially with the list that we've looked at, it doesn't fit the character. He wouldn't get his suit game on until much later in the Authority break period, because he was able to kind of finally figure out what he wanted to do and how he wanted to look.
So cover the whole suit era. This was the first picture I was able to find.
Yeah. So for the whole suit era, I could give it a B or an A. But for this picture is like a C.
Yeah, so just go basing up. This is just to represent the era.
Like, for Hunter's whole suit era, especially in the back half of the suit era, it's an A.
Yeah, we'll go A for suit era, Hunter. It's not S. It's not C. It's not B. It's A, because it was a classic Hunter look.
Because it was something that he had to sort of get comfortable wearing, especially on television, because he hadn't really worn suits on television prior to this. So for him, you could tell, because you can kind of almost see him in this picture, that he's not 100% comfortable. So he had to sort of like figure out how he wanted to look, how he wanted to be, and then dressed accordingly.
Yeah.
Because Hunter is actually based, you know, even based on this list, Hunter's actually very good at dressing himself on TV. Like, he's had some misses, but he's had more hits than he's had misses, I feel like. But he's very smart about his look and what he wants it to be.
He's very protective of who he is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I appreciate that about him, that he puts a lot of effort into what he does.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the Hunter Evolution of the Game tier list of his iconic looks and throughout the years. We'll tweet out the picture at some point, and you all can comment and everything like that. But that's the tier list.
That's the tier list. So do you agree with what we picked? Let us know. You can tweet us. And where can they tweet us, Rock?
At Wild Talk Radio or at Rock Radio Show. But that's our show.
That is our show. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
It's all about the game. Saturday night, midnight-ish, Dollar Edition of Steve Rare, SteveRareLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. Before that, Fortnite with friends, 10:30, stream on here and on Lindsay's Twitch, which she'll promote here in a minute. There is no WTR Sunday, Russell Talk Radio on Sunday, because it's Easter, so okay, go have fun with family. Eat your candy. Monday night, Robo Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Rack. It's Rock Radio Show on all social media platforms, wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Amazon Music, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Just search The Rock Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code Rock and Sock or
Lens M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. Go. And speaking of being an Epic Partner, you can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lens Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact. So if you're into Genshin Impact, you can go check it out. Or I stream Fortnite once a week with Rock and Brim when we do Fortnite with friends. Ding!
Oh, there's Coachella outfits now in the shop, so go buy them.
Yes, go buy them. Use the codes. We would appreciate it. And you can follow me on the Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD. Go check out my YouTube with all my stream VODs. YouTube.com. No, not even YouTube.com. God, I'm getting all my plugs confused. Linsward.RackRadioShow.com or look for Linsward on YouTube. There we go. There it is. The person that has the YouTube address is MBG Films, so you can go to youtube.com/MBG1211 and check out his channel, too, because Matt does amazing things. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Board. You've been listening to Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.